So now that the mind is totally clear, the three phases of the mind, we have the five states of mind. Oh no. Sounds confusing. Well, it is if you don't have the difference between a phase and a state clear. So that's basically what we're trying to pin down in Gurudeva's terminology. A phase of the mind is how the mind functions, instinctively, intellectually, intuitively. State of mind is a part of the mind. So imagine a big house. There's a living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, TV room. All the different rooms of the house are like different states of mind. It's a one house, it's a one mind, if you can divide it up into parts, different parts of it. The conscious mind, that's what we're in right now, looking out. Subconscious mind is the memory, of course. Well, subconscious mind is a very common word. So conscious mind is when we're awake. That's why it's called wakeful consciousness. Subconscious mind is our memory. Superconscious mind, we've talked about being our intuition. Subconscious, we'll come back to it. It's a portion of the subconscious. And then sub-superconscious is what we talked about when we talked about time-delayed intuition. It's called sub-subconscious. There's our exercise. Well, Gurudeva explains this process, generalizes about it. We gave two examples of time-delayed intuition. The first one was before you go to sleep, writing down the problem. The other one was when you can't solve something of a nature of calculation or external problem, financial problem, scientific problem. After half an hour, you go away and come back, and the answer can be self-evident. So Gurudeva describes this. There are times when you very much want to find a clear answer from within yourself. However, being aware in the conscious mind predominantly, awareness is cut off from direct contact with the superconscious. So you begin to ask questions of yourself. These questions are registered in the subconscious. The subconscious, like a well-programmed computer, begins to search for the right answer from the superconscious mind. Then all of a sudden you know the answer from the inside out. So that's what we are talking about. Just like a computer, it takes time. It's looking for the answer. It's very persistent. Okay, we've got analogies. This is a surveillance camera, say in a Walmart store. So surveillance camera is turned on, sees everything that happens in the store, right? So that's obviously the conscious mind. It's seeing everything that's happening at this moment. The information is recorded on tapes and placed in a storeroom. Well, that's the memory, that's the subconscious mind. So that's stored. Most tapes are uneventful. However, some record significant events, both positive and negative. Positive event, example, is visits of important people to the store, so they're all put in one place. Negative event is a robbery. They're all put in another place. So you're storing events of the same nature next to one another. So when you do that in the mind, and those events have a similar emotional component, positive or negative, they blend because they're next to one another. So yellow, blue becomes green. They change one another. So Gurudeva calls that the subconscious mind, or sub of the subconscious mind. So similar events grouped together form a third type of event, distinct from ungrouped events. So the positive example that he gives in Merging with Shiva is, person goes into the ski business and succeeds in the winter. And then he goes into the swimming suit business and succeeds in the summer. So somehow, after that, he's always able to succeed year-round, while other people can't do that. Because he had two successes in two different seasons, and they merged together and made him season-proof. His subconscious mind would be successful no matter what season it was. That's the example. Then the negative example is the becoming shy. So you're at one party and you spill a beverage on someone. You're at another party and you drop a bunch of plates. Guess what? You never want to go to parties again. Somehow, you know, invitation to a party, you end up, I have this upset stomach. You know? The two events combined and made you shy in a permanent way. So you can see the negative ones can be a problem. And in merging with Shiva, it teaches you how to find the negative ones and get rid of them, which is a very subtle practice. But for now, we're just trying to have a sense of what in the world does subconscious mean. So it's two different events merging because they have a common emotional component. So they get stored next to one another, so to speak, and they blend. Second analogy, attorney at his desk, conscious mind, okay? Behind him are his case files, subconscious mind, right? Behind the files are his law library books. They're representing the superconscious mind. So if he stacks his files in no particular way, eventually he can't get to his law books, right? What he's done, all the cases he's managed have not been filed in an orderly way, and so he blocks his access to knowledge or his superconscious. So likewise in our own life, if we have a lot of chaotic experiences that go into our mind and we haven't sorted them out or understood them, it ends up blocking our intuition. So for example, you know, you can find out a lot about the mind by walking with young children. Those of you who are parents with young children or recently with young children have a better idea of the age than I do. But up until a certain age, the child doesn't have a subconscious, you know, actually sees what's around him or her, you know, the things you don't see because you're busy worrying about something, concerned about this. The child will see everything. You say, look at that, and say, oh, I didn't see that. Likewise, the child might have an intuition and surprise you. Why would the child have an intuition? Because, again, the subconscious mind isn't burdened with unresolved experiences. So we can become childlike again ourselves. That's the point, is if we just systematically unburden the subconscious mind, we don't have to try and be young, we clear out the mind and keep it clear. And that's Gurudeva's idea. With modern terminology, that's called journaling, writing things down and burning them up. And Gurudeva's terminology is called Vasana Daha Tantra, burning up the vasanas, the subconscious mind areas. Okay, so that's roughly our time. I think we covered it adequately. Now, we're ready for the test? No test. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mahidvishavahai Om.